I've spent the last 4 years learning from the most brilliant marketers today. And now I've left my 9-to-5 to take the plunge and build my million-dollar business. The real question is, how will I do it without VC funding or debt, completely from scratch? This podcast is here to give you the answer. Join me and follow along as I learn, apply, and share marketing strategies to grow my online business using only today's best internet sales funnels. My name is Steve Larson, and welcome to Sales Funnel Radio.
How much do I charge? I have two pricing. There's like two schools of thought when it comes to price. Okay. There's two things I'm looking at. Number one, how many of you guys get stuck on this? Right? The pricing, I totally get it. Because for all, like, man, what do I charge? What do I charge? I got the sweet core offer. Look at all this value, but like, what do I charge for it? One of the things that I'm doing as I'm funnel hacking, when I say I'm funnel hacking the message and the offer, as part of that, I'm also looking at price points. Okay. And so if I've got this thing right here, right? That's a perfect diamond. Okay. I'm looking at price points in here. And what I'm doing is there's two schools of thought with it, right? I'm looking to see what is everybody else charging kind of in the mid-tier area, right? What have all the successful sellers, what have they proved? They've already paved the path, right? This is Dorothy and the Yellow Brick Road. How far does that Yellow Brick Road go? And you can follow most of the model of how people have proved people like to be sold. Does that make sense? It's really nice. A lot of it's not even up to you. You go talk to sellers, go get really intimate with the buyers, and then bam, like 80% of your thing is made by other people when you know the frameworks with it. So I'm looking to see historical price points. So if I'm seeing, you know, $97, $147, if I've seen someone who's $127, someone who's a cheapo, right? Who's afraid to charge money and have a lot of internal hangups. They'll only do it for $47, right? Right. That's what happens. And that's okay. I totally had that for a long time too. That's why my first product was $127 because I was afraid to charge more money. Okay. Okay, someone's like, oh, I'm going to be the $297 person, right? But most people are kind of like in this range right here. I'm like, well, I can't spend that much on ads and be really cheap and still cover my cost of goods. So how can I be premium, right? And it's by creating that offer that I can. So I'll look at this and be like, you know what? There's only one guy that's doing the $297. What if I did like $347? I want to be premium. Okay. That's one thing that I'm looking at when I start to look at price strategy. If I can't be really cheap, how can I be really expensive? Right? And over deliver and out deliver everybody else inside of that market. This offer creation strategy is how you do that. Okay. So that's kind of one, that was both schools of thought at the exact same time. Sorry. But the one is you look at all the historical price points. And then if you can't be super cheap, be really expensive with it. Okay. So I'm looking in several price ranges though. Not all industries are going to have a mid-tier $1,000 thing, obviously, right? That's very common in the info product model. But there's totally going to be multiple kind of price areas in different industries, right? All the cheapo, right? You see a house for $1,000, you probably shouldn't buy it, right? You know what I mean? So what I'm doing is I'm looking to see the price categories. Okay, what are all the really, really high price points, the medium price points and low in my specific industry? What are the historical price points for the thing I'm trying to sell, right? And I'm starting to look around what all those places are. And then I look to see how it can be just a little bit premium, right? I want that to be the name. I want that to be the reputation instead of, oh, it's awesome. It's like only like $4 for that house, right? There's an interesting thing with price. You know, if I go out and I say, anyone own a Lamborghini? I keep making fun of them, but they're super awesome. I'm just saying, if it's not yours, don't go take a picture and act like it is. That's all I do, right? Right? If anyone does own it, I think you're cool, okay? I just, I'm not making fun of them. Anyway, let's say that you've got this super cool car in mind. What is it? I don't know. I'm bad at cars. What's a cool car? Lamborghini. What else? Ferrari, Batmobile, definitely. What's that? Okay. I don't even know some of those cars. I'm not a car person or sports person at all. Okay. What's that? Yeah, there we go. Okay, so let's say you do go to a Lamborghini store and you're like, I've been saving up for this Lamborghini forever. It is my dream. That's cool. If it's yours, awesome, right? And you're like, sweet, I'm going to go get this thing. And you walk on up and they do what good salesmen should and they put you in the car and they test drive it. Imagine what it'll be like taking your spouse out in this thing. Like, yeah, right? And they're putting you in the emotion state of it. What will it be like?
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, "Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off?" And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, "What do you mean?" He repeated the question and said, "Well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad." I said, "Wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent?" I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, "We've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all." My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go hire, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
How will people look at you, right? Start playing with your identity. They're totally doing that. Okay. And then you get out of the car and you're like, "Oh man, this is going to be so cool. I cannot wait. You know, I should, because it's me, right?" And that's what we do subconsciously. It's me. And then the salesman comes over to you and he goes, "Dude, I got something so special for you. It's so awesome. We have decided that we will give this new Lamborghini to you for $5,000.
What's wrong with it?"
Yeah, exactly. What's wrong with it? You're like, "What?" Instead of like, "That's a great deal." You're like, "Is this crappy? Like, is there an engine? You know, like, what's inside of this thing? Am I just buying tires and a frame? Like, what's going on?" Right? You do the same thing to your customers when you go too cheap on price. I'm trying to help you guys understand that. Stop going cheap. A lot of them don't want cheap. I don't want cheap when I buy certain things now. Okay. I'm like, "Give me real expensive. I want the best experience that I can get." Not product. They're buying an experience. Okay. And so when I start coming up here and I'm looking at these different price ranges, if it's not like this super obvious low thing, it's almost always that I'm going to go as expensive as possible and just add experiences into the offer. Okay, so as far as pricing models go, so I'm looking in here to see, like, man, beware of selling the $5,000 Lambo, right? And that's something that I'll tell myself, right? And I'll look at the price point and be like, okay, I'm a little bit premium, great. But I don't want to be like the $5,000 Lambo, right? I'll be like, huh? There's no identity status increase when someone buys a $5,000 Lambo, right? Everyone's going to look at you and be like, "You're an idiot. What was wrong with it?" Right? The same reaction that you had to it. And you do the same exact thing when you go too cheap. They want, right, as part of, right, a lot of people buy brand just so they can say, "Yeah, I bought this really cool car. It was a Lambo." It's not cool that you bought a car. It's cool that you bought a Lambo, right? And that people want to be able to do that to your products. Don't rob them of it. As part of reselling themselves post-purchase and reselling others, price can actually be a really big part of that. But most people will run to discounting price because you're all experts at what you do. So you don't see the value of it, right? So you don't see the value of it. And then you go discount. But to that guy, it's like, "Oh, there was, I can't remember who it was. He was doing some work in our house. Like, man, sorry, we got to fix this electrical outlet. Went out. It's going to be like $100. And I was like, that's totally worth it to me. I have no idea how to do electrical work and will not die over $100. Fix it for $100. You want 200? Sweet. You know what I mean? To the other person, you have to understand like that your perception of price is not their perception of the value. Okay. That's a good one. Yeah. We're recording that. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Your perception of the price is not their perception of the value. Okay. That's the whole point of it. And when your natural knee-jerk reaction is to discount price because you're afraid of it, you're getting in your own head. You're valuing it from your eyes. That's not how they value it, right? I have no idea how to do a lot of handyman work. So I'll pay a lot of money to do it so I don't have to think about it, right? So charge more money, right? When someone oftentimes like, have you ever bought something that you weren't like, you're not like really proud of buying it, but you bought it? A lot of times it's because there wasn't a status increase included in the purchase, or it was really cheap and you're like, yeah, I just want the cheapest option. I know. And you're trying to save face that way, which is actually a status increase also. But more status increase happens from a person who's like, I bought my dream car. Let me post pictures all over the place. Right. And they want that. And so if you understand that that's how the game's actually played, all right, what's the value to the other person? Value does not mean dollars, right? It doesn't. It means solved problems, means identity, means new beliefs. That help? Yeah. Little riff on that one? Cool. Yeah, you clap. That's cool. Yeah.
Boom. If you're just starting out, you're probably studying a lot. That's good. You're probably geeking out on all the strategies also, right? That's also good. But the hardest part is figuring out what the market wants to buy and how you should sell it to them, right? That's also what I struggled with for a while until I learned the formula. So I created a special mastermind called an OfferMind to get you on track with the right offer and more importantly, the right sales script to get it off the ground and sell it. Wanna come? There's small groups on purpose so I can answer your direct questions in person for 2 straight days. You can hold your spot by going to OfferMind.com. Again, that's OfferMind.com.